Hey creators, welcome to today's episode of The Creator Project. I'm your host, Jade Beeson, and today we are talking about one of the most toxic relationships, hopefully the only toxic relationship that you have in your life. That relationship is the one that you have with your social media analytics. Whether you are a YouTuber, an Instagrammer, a TikToker, a Pinterester, is that a thing? A LinkedIner. That one doesn't sound right. You know what I mean though. Regardless of what social media platform you are on, I'm willing to bet that you either currently or have previously had a terrible relationship with your analytics, a toxic relationship that we're gonna get you out of today. So I'm gonna be breaking down a few tips that I want you to follow that are just gonna help you better utilize your analytics and also feel better about them in general. So let's just kick off and talk about the first tip that I absolutely preach. I talk about this all the time. I need you to post and ghost. We are all about ghosting, okay? I know we don't usually talk about ghosting as a way to fix a toxic relationship because ghosting is often a bit of a toxic thing to do. But, you know, in this context, it works. So what I'm referring to here is when you post something on Instagram or TikTok or whatever you're on, I want you to leave it alone. Stop looking at the analytics. Stop refreshing the page to see how many views it got. Stop it, okay? Leave it, put your phone down, go for a walk, get outside, right? The reason why I want you to do this is because it's one of the most toxic habits that we have as creators and entrepreneurs and business owners. We are obsessed with instant gratification. A big reason for that is because of social media. Every now and again, we'll get that instant gratification and it feels so good that we become slightly addicted to it. You know, you share that reel that within 1 minute gets 1,000 views and you're like, wait a minute, I think I'm onto something here. I think people are going to love this one. And then it might go on to actually perform really well for you. And whilst that's all well and good, what you've actually just done is trained yourself to seek that dopamine hit. You've now convinced yourself that the only way to have a successful post is to have that same level of instant gratification and instant results. And that just simply isn't the case. So we want to train ourselves to stop looking for that. We want to post and then leave it alone, ghost, right? There is no point us refreshing to see how it's performing because we are not going to delete the post. Every single piece of content that we share is a learning opportunity. So even if it doesn't perform well, I want you to leave it because we want to see how it performs over time. And if it doesn't pick up, we want to be able to reflect back on this later on and figure out why it didn't. You will not be able to reflect back on it and get good insights when you're refreshing it 2 minutes after it's gone live. Do you know what I mean? Now, the only caveat to what I've just said is if you post something and it is getting negative comments, do you know what? I was contemplating whether or not I was going to tell this story, but I think I will. I have had that before where I've posted something on YouTube and then I've looked at the comments and I've been like, oh, okay, I probably need to delete this. When stuff like that happens, then that's okay. I know what you're thinking. What was it? What did I post? I'm just going to tell you. I created a video which was all about how to get brand partnerships with big brands such as Adidas. So Adidas was like the main one that I was focusing on. The reason why I created this video was because I went to a YouTube event and a manager from Adidas was on a panel and I asked her a bunch of questions about how to get a brand partnership with a brand like Adidas. And she gave me some great insight. So I was like, this is a video. Lots of people want to work with brands like Adidas. Like, I'm going to create a whole video about this. And in true Jade fashion, I filmed it well in advance as part of like a batching session and then scheduled it to go live like 6 weeks after I'd filmed it. Within that time, the Adidas Balenciaga, I don't even know what we'd call it. I was going to call it a situation, but I don't think that's strong enough of a word. But, you know, if you know, you know, it was a terrible campaign that they did and they got a lot of backlash for it, rightly so. And I forgot that I had that video scheduled where I was focusing so heavily on Adidas. Now, in the grand scheme of things, would that have got me like cancelled? I don't know. I don't know if that was a big enough mistake, but obviously that was a misstep for me because I had just forgotten that I'd already pre-recorded and pre-scheduled that video. It went live. I looked at the comments and within about 10 minutes, I had a couple of comments, not many, which were just saying like, but have you not heard about the Balenciaga scandal? And then I was like, oh crap, yeah, they're totally right. So I put it on private and removed the video. But that is an example of when removing a piece of content is the right thing to do. And that brings me on to the other caveat, which is whilst I don't want you to focus on how the video is performing in terms of analytics, I still want you to look at the comments. The comments are a great indication as to, you know, whether you have made a bit of a faux pas like I did and you've uploaded something that wasn't the right thing to upload. it's very rare that you're going to have a situation where, you know, people are going to give you negative feedback and you need to take something down. But it does happen sometimes, even if you pride yourself on trying to be as aware of what's going on in the world as I do. But it does happen sometimes, and I am living proof of that. So that's a few caveats just to keep in mind. Hey, creators, do you have any burning questions which you really want answered? For example, are you unsure on how to increase your engagement on Instagram? Or maybe you're debating whether to start a membership? Or perhaps you're confused as to which camera you should buy next or what microphone you need to start your podcast? Well, you are in luck because we have the answers. Every Tuesday, we invite you to submit your questions over on our Instagram at thecreatorproject_. Do not forget the underscore. We select one question to answer every single week, and we provide detailed answers to that question in our email newsletter. So make sure you follow us on Instagram and submit your questions, and you also sign up to our newsletter to make sure you see the answers. Links to both our Instagram and our newsletter are available in the show notes. This brings me on to the next tip for having a better relationship with your analytics. You might be wondering, okay, if I don't look at my analytics immediately after posting them, when do I look at them? I want you to look at your analytics on a monthly basis. In my opinion, this is the best frequency to look at your analytics because it means that your content has had a little bit of time to breathe. And it also means that you can look at your content holistically. You can zoom out and see all of the content you've posted from the past month and see if there's been any trends. A lot of the time, we shoot ourselves in the foot by analyzing our content the second it's gone out and making big decisions in regards to our future content or our strategies based on those results. We haven't given our content enough breathing space for us to, first of all, understand how it actually performed, because maybe all of your views for the month were down. Maybe it wasn't just that video, you know? But also, we haven't given ourselves enough data to actually look at it and find trends and conclusions and actually make decisions based on it, because you're just looking at one post in isolation. So that's my next tip, is that I want you to look at your analytics on a monthly basis, not a daily or a minutely or an hourly. Is minutely the right word for that? Because hourly is minute by minute. I don't know. Anyway, next tip, know the importance of context. Now, this is one that is reserved for people who've been creating content for a little while. And by a little while, I mean more than a couple of years. I'm in that bucket. I've been creating content for 3 years now, and I have only just gotten to a stage where I can fully grasp the context I need when I look at my analytics. If I give you another personal example here, my YouTube channel dips in quarters 2 and 3. It dips in terms of views, in terms of revenue, in terms of watch hours, all of it. It's sunny outside. People don't want to hear me harp on about social media and entrepreneurship. People are on holiday. People are living their best lives. I totally get it. Now, I had an inkling that this was the case earlier on in my channel, but it was too early on for me to tell. I needed a couple years worth of data for me to see if this was an actual trend. And last year, which was my third year, was the first time that I ever was like, oh my God, I can see it now. This is a trend. It literally happens every single year. I can see this trend happening. This is really great context for me. It means that I can look at my analytics in the lower months and have the context I need to know that whilst I should still be reviewing the performance of my content, I shouldn't be comparing it to how it performed in Q1. I should be comparing it to how it performed in the same quarter the year before. That is the way that I can tell if my content is performing well, because the benchmarks for a good performing video in July is very different from the benchmarks of a good performing video in January, for me anyway, right? Another thing that can really come into play here is figuring out if there's some seasonality around the topics that you talk about. And one of the best tools for this is Google Trends. I'll put a link to it below. Google Trends is basically a website which allows you to review the search traffic data around certain keywords. So a great example of this is when I used to have a swimwear boutique, I used to always use Google Trends. So I would type in like bikini into Google Trends, and I would look at how many people were searching for bikinis depending on the time of year. And obviously there's a huge spike in the summer months, it dips in the winter months, but it will show you clearly when people are more interested in a specific subject. So it might be worth you entering your keywords into Google Trends and just seeing if there is some seasonality surrounding your keywords as well. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't talk about certain things in the lower months. It's just going to help you look at your analytics with the context that that you need. So if you talk about something during a month where it's not popular to talk about that thing, you're looking at your analytics with the context of the season. So maybe it didn't perform well overall, but when you put it in the context of the season, maybe it did perform pretty well. Next tip is to understand that your analytics do not define you. So what I want you to do is to stop adding meaning to those numbers. They do not mean anything about you as a person. This is a natural thing that a lot of us do, especially when we're just starting out. We tend to look at analytics and think, oh my God, everyone hates me because a video didn't perform very well. That's not what that means. So another great example, God, I've got so many examples for this episode, which is great. I literally just uploaded a Q&A episode to my YouTube video where they're really informal style episodes where I answer some social media questions, but I also just answer some general questions about my life. Now, in the early days when I started to upload those types of videos, I would get in my head about them because they don't perform as well. They never perform as well. And I wouldn't follow all of the advice that I'm sharing in this video. And then I would start to think, oh my God, is it because everyone just hates me and they don't want to hear me talk casually about life? They just, you know, they only want to hear about my social media tips and my marketing strategies. And then over time, I realized, actually, let's put the context there. Let's not attach meaning to it. So that now when I upload videos like that, again, such as the one that I just uploaded, when I look at the analytics, I'm looking at it through a different lens. So that video didn't perform as well as any of my videos from the past few months, but I already knew that it wouldn't. And instead of making that mean that people don't like me, I added the context that I needed to the video and I looked at different elements of it. So no, it didn't get as many views as my previous video did. That's totally fine though. The engagement was pretty good though. The retention was pretty good, you know? So yeah, stop adding meaning. Your analytics aren't personal. They don't reflect anything to do with you as a person. Last but certainly not least, if you are finding yourself really struggling with your analytics and they're really getting you down, take a break. It's better to take a break from your analytics than it is to take a break from your content. Although you can also take a break from your content, of course. But I'm just saying that before it gets to a stage where you need to just quit everything altogether, maybe realize that the issue you're having is with your analytics and they're making you feel quite negative. And if that's the case, just take a break from looking at them. Like, it's not a problem. Just create for the purpose of creating for a little while. A lot of the time they'll end up giving you even better insights when you're ready to look at your analytics anyway. All right, guys, I really hope this episode helps strengthen your relationship with analytics. I hope you get out of that toxic relationship that I was referring to earlier. And I hope you found this useful. I look forward to speaking with you guys again in the next episode. You've just listened to an episode of The Creator Project. We upload new episodes every single week. So if you've not hit that subscribe or follow button yet, then what are you doing? Be sure to hit subscribe or follow before you leave so that you don't miss out on our new content. If you feel like supporting our podcast, we would absolutely love it if you could leave us a review and share our podcast with someone else who might get value from it. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. Links can be found in the show notes. Thanks again. We'll speak soon.